door. Hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. Oh, I see you.
guys. What's up? What's going on? We're back on the air. Thirsty Thursday with the Dollar Boys. Here for you. Here for the people with...
What the fuck are you talking about, Renee?
I'm sorry. We have a guest DJ. Lulu, tell us. What the fuck am I talking about?
Lulu? Nobody knows. I don't know.
Marcos knows. Marcos.
Yeah, Marcos, please keep burping in this, like, bubble chamber we're all hanging out in.
We really appreciate it. That's like, as I step closer to your face, I appreciate it more.
You
thank you.
Right now?
Oh, I did.
Did you go across the street?
I might have.
Where the flavor is?
Burritos.
That's good air.
That's some good oxygen. So, you're right, Daryl. Daryl mentioned while we were off the air that we were starting it off pretty mellow there. We have, what did you play first? I believe you said that was the Sonics?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that track. And then Lulu brought in, what did you bring in here?
Going Underground, the Jam.
The Jam, yeah. The Ham, the Jam. I love the Jam.
It's my Jam.
Who wouldn't?
People who don't.
They got bad, though.
They don't...
No comment.
They just don't.
You know what really irks me? When record stores put 12 inches of the Style Council in the Jam section to thicken it up. And so you see, like, the pop-up for Jay is always, you know, Jam. And you see that thickness and you're like, oh, baby. Oh, baby mama, there might be something here. And then you're like, Style Council, I mean... And then you get to the Jam and you're like, oh, all the full lengths. Anyway.
Agreed.
Worst.
Record City, San Diego. We grew up there.
So, Daryl, lead us into this following track.
This is your track.
So? Why don't you pretend that you like later TSOL.
I refuse.
You refuse? I fucking love this record. Change today? Is a question mark. I really, really like this album. It's actually my favorite TSOL album because it's really fucking good. They're gonna find out why right now. Give it to them.
Yesterday's
door.
Leave them by the door.
Leave them by the door. Yeah, baby.
Thank you.
Yes, woo! Let us talk. And hoot and howl.
Oh, boy, boy. The hootin' and the hollerin'.
That's what it's all about, from what I hear. From what I hear.
And the giving them the bootin'.
Oh, giving the boot number two.
And the punkorama in.
Oh, man. Punkorama was great. Fuck yes.
Punkorama TV was great.
I wasn't a part of that, unfortunately, but I'm sure it was.
That even existed? Wow.
That was a thing. Just imagine Punkorama, the CD, but with music videos.
Of like worst bands.
Never mind, I had that on VHS.
And Oscar and Polly.
There wasn't an Oscar music
video. There was an Oscar music video.
Vizio.
Yeah. I used to get so excited about the H2O. The H2O music video.
H2O.
Yes. With this drought. Man.
I was talking about H2O Tuesday with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were saying, you know, this is back in 98 or 99, their brother had an H2O t-shirt and he was walking around town and he saw a bunch of firefighters like see him and like give him a thumbs up like, yeah, man, water. Fucking
yeah, water.
That's
yeah.
What we're talking about.
You know
about.
What I like more than flames? Like, you know what's even better than a heart on fire? Water.
We're in a drought, people.
So cool, pure.
Cool water.
Yeah. Speaking of fire prevention.
What the fuck did we just play?
Yes, precisely.
No, actually, where are you going with that?
I was going too far. Tell us what we played.
We played Toys a Kill, Breaking Out. It's a cover. It's on the B-side of Don't Take My Clone. It may or may not be from Rocky Horror Picture Show, which may or may not have invented punk music.
What?
Before that was the Nerve Agents.
Whoa, Daryl Gus.
Carpe Diem, seize the day, baby.
Before that was Molested Youth with It Only Makes You Worse, which is off Deranged Records, band from Toronto.
Nice.
It looks like I love
it. I like that song title. Yeah. It reminds me of a San Diego hardcore band called Find Him and Kill Him. Or was it their later project? No, it was their later project, Last Priest. It just gets worse. It's just equally good. It just seems like things are perpetually getting worse, and hardcore lyrics just go hand in hand with the horror Lulu, that is our reality. Lulu, save us from
tell him. Us what you're thinking right now.
I just lost Renee, so I'm not thinking anything. I'll follow through.
What do you think of TSOL?
I thought it sounded like The Cult. That's exactly what I thought. It just sounded like the.
All right, well, tell us about what you're about to play.
The Voyeurs by the View, not the View, the Audience.
The Audience.
Right before they were the View, they were the Audience. They're from San Francisco. They were from San Francisco. They're called Bella
now
Vista.
They're from somewhere else.
No, they're from San Francisco, Bella Vista. But
what does it sound like?
It sounds like something cool, poppy to dance along to when you're drunk, and kind of. They always got compared to the Rolling Stones. But they're fun and they were good back then, back in the GSOL days, early 2000s.
Rolling Stones were on GSL?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
Back in the GSL?
Yeah.
GSL done? I don't think it is.
They're done.
I don't think
you heard it here first. You heard it here first.
GSL is like K-Chung
Music exclusive in the time.
I had a record label, but then this guy said it was over.
Margo turned it down.
But it was good, and
the world needs to know.
Wake up, K-Chung.
The world needs music. Let's give the people what they want, which is everything but us.
Aww.
Aww. Tell us it ain't so.
Say it ain't so.
Listen in their world. Kiss, we give the voyeurs something to look at, make them shrink. Kiss my head like that, and they love like that, and they love like that, and they love like that.
twist and pulses back the jaw. But when they were last night, no one can remember. Somebody got murdered. The bomb keeps forever.
Marcos minute.
All right, I'll spit some truth.
Do it.
We got another song coming up.
What do you think
dude,
of
this
Renee?
Sucks. You can't do this.
What do you think of Renee? What do you think of Renee and Matt? Come on, tell us.
Renee and Matt are both decent guys. They're all right.
That's not what I was expecting, but
you gotta speak in the mic.
That's not what I was expecting, but okay. Sorry.
It's good enough.
New to this.
Hey, Renee's back.
I came running back. I said, I can't be out there. This is not what's happening.
Where's Matt?
Well, I went out there for a quick drag of a cigarette, and then there's no cigarette lit, and so I just ran back in because I said, every moment is precious.
You just saved Marcos. You just saved Marcos because Marcos is a little scared. He was like,
I'm never scared.
Marcos is never scared. I've done DJ sets with
scared, nervous.
He's cool under pressure.
Cool as ice.
Marcos, tell us about your new fanzine.
My new fanzine?
Your new art zine. Sorry, I just said fanzine out of habit.
That's a low blow.
Mr.
Hoity Toity.
There's a question and an answer.
Tell us about it.
It's called No Hope. It's available for all. $5. All original works by me.
It's pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff.
Black and white.
I like the one where the guy's thinking about how shitty the art exposition is and then just like floats out of it. There's more to it, folks. For $5, you can see what I'm talking about.
God damn it, you gave it away.
I haven't seen it.
All right, you just bought yourself a copy.
Yeah.
Well, now that we're back on the air,
would you buy it, Luke?
If it's Marcos, I would buy it, yeah.
Would you buy it?
It is, in fact, Marcos.
It's a Marcos.
You just bought it. You just bought the 10th copy.
Give him the money, right?
Tomorrow after 9 a.m. when I get paid, because, you know.
You know how it is.
You know.
Actually, if it's not too much bother, I would like to take a moment, hopefully we...
To talk about The Clash.
To dedicate that song to the 43 missing students in Iguala. Call me a pessimist, but somebody got murdered. So you know, that goes out to them. And you know, the song played previously by that was really good too. The One by the Avengers, is that correct, Errol?
We Are the One.
We Are the One. And it got me thinking about that, and thinking, you know, maybe it's a little silly to say this song is dedicated to the 43 students that got killed recently, because 17 were killed that day, and people are getting killed all the time and in really uncool circumstances. So that goes to every one of them. And what's next, guys?
Play something sad.
This band's called Hank Interpool. Wood and the Hammerheads. They're very influenced by Interpool and, you know, Joy Division by proxy.
We should play Interpol. There's an Interpol album right there.
Let's completely different
sounding band. We're going to let you guys decide. Is that record even in there? It is indeed. Let's clean it up a little bit, and we'll be playing it right after this.
I can't even see back home. They're gonna
Appear. Would you like to be my missus and future child? You know.
This guy's here.
He's here.
Say hello. We have a station manager.
What's up?
Tell the people what's up, man.
This is Thirsty Thursday with the Dollar Boys and Lulu.
Woo! That was very good. I love it.
That was more pro than we've
been. Yeah.
You really pulled it off.
Wow, right, I like that. Can you say that again? Can you say that again?
You're probably camped out outside the station in Chinatown listening on your AM radio, right?
Airheads. Airheads. Airheads.
Dude, tell us all the story, because you didn't tell us the story. Tell us the story about playing in TJ whenever you did. That story.
This is a good story, and it will give away my age.
Oh.
21.
It's legal, ladies.
That's just legal. I was in a hardcore band in the 90s with three women, and we booked the tour through Maximum Rock and Rolls, Book Your Own Fucking Life. This is the way we booked the tour. And the San Diego guy that I got in touch with, his name was Ubaldo. And
Don't interrupt them. Just let them tell the story.
And Boomclot, right.
Who he was in the band Chicken Farm on Vinyl Communications. Woo. And we showed up at his place, and he's like, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to take all of your stuff that's not going to the show and put it in my apartment. And then we drove to the U.S. border crossing, the U.S. part, and had them write down all of the stuff that we had in our car, or in our, it was a Dodge Ram Charger. And then we went into Mexico. And the reason that we got them to do that is so when we came back later that night, like, they would know that we were coming back in with the same stuff that we left with. Because we had Texas plates, it would have been confusing, whatever.
And we played David, yes.
We played at a bar, and
What bar?
I have no idea. But it was a bar. And
does the name Iguana ring a bell? Was it Iguanas?
It may have been. But the band that opened for us was basically a Nirvana cover band. And when we started playing, you know, and we, like, you know, we basically sounded like, it was like Godhead Silo or No Means No with like a 6'6" female vocalist. It was really kind
of
like
a lot of bass.
It was a lot of bass, and it was like intense art music compared, you know, it wasn't like straight ahead hardcore. It was weird rhythms, and, you know, it was weird. And everyone went ape shit. I mean, everyone fucking loved it. It was so different. You know, it did not sound like Nirvana. And we were paid only in tecate, like, we got no cash, you know, it was just beer. And then a strange thing happened. This young woman came up to me and said, you know, my friend, she wants to kiss you. And I immediately saw what was happening, which was, it was like, it wasn't like, and I was, you know, my girlfriend was in my band. Like, it just wasn't gonna, like, this had no good ending. And I'd sort of like politely, like, was like, yeah, I think that I need to go. Like, cause there was gonna be some
fisticuffs. You know,
yeah, there was gonna be some fisticuffs if I.
It's a hardcore show.
Yeah, right. And then there were these other guys who showed up who were like, you have to come back to Tecate with us so we can party until dawn. And then, you know, we vetoed that because of the gear, and it was a great night. I don't know. So
it sounds great.
Let's hear more about Ubaldo.
We can all vouch for Ubaldo. Very great guy from Boomclot now. Still at it, booking shows.
He had chinchillas. He had pet chinchillas in his apartment.
Yes, he did. He went on to do really great things. Still doing good stuff. Just got interviewed in a recent issue of Razor Cake. Bye. Daryl, by Matt and Todd. Oh, and me. But okay, let's hear another good one. We got time.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes.
Daryl, you tell us your experience. Pick any experience of playing in TJ, because you've played there, like you said, a handful of times. So break it down. You've played there with God Equals Genocide and with Spoke Nest.
Yeah. I prefer the Spoke Nest. Well, all right. So one time we went down there with Spoke Nest.
The gag ones are pretty classic.
Epic.
Yeah.
But Renee, we went down there with Renee, who was doing his like MMA match the next day. so he didn't want to party too hard.
Oh, isn't he right. like doing that like every time?
You don't want to. But don't the, like waste yourself.
But we had like a good show, and we didn't party too hard because Renee.
Where was the show?
It was Renee at, was wearing like plastic bags and
La
stuff.
La Prision, like a bar at was it Plaza del Raz?
No, oh yes, yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Plaza de Fiesta.
Revolution.
No, no, no. It's called La Plaza del Zapato.
Yeah.
But everyone just calls it La Plaza. I almost said it was El Tigre, but you're right. It was La Prision. You're right.
Yeah.
And then Renee won his gold medals the next day.
I got a gold medal. It was not. It actually wasn't an MMA match. It was a no-gi jiu-jitsu grappling match. But I think we've had some good times in TJ.
Lulu, our guest of honor, tell us about your favorite anything. Because we have like 4 minutes left.
My favorite anything.
What's your favorite? TJ. What's your favorite getting drunk in TJ with Daryl?
That night, that last time, I promised Daryl and Adrian to be at my house. I told him to be at my house by like 7 in the morning or something because I had to go to work or something. I'm like, be there on time, guys. Like, if you're not, like, I need to take off, blah, blah. I think I got drunk till like 5 in the morning or something. And they actually knocked on my window and woke me up. And I was like, I'm on my way. And I just ran, took a shower and made coffee, I think, really quick. And then drove across the border. And it was a lot of fun. I don't know.
But what about the time Danny broke the...
That's what I was thinking. When Danny broke your grandfather's basketball hoop.
No, it wasn't the hoop.
No. It was the lamp.
Wait, Danny did what?
Yes. And he like the perfect Danny boy
like
who's
three
like
3-on-3.
I think. Oh, that was like the first time. That was the first time.
It must have been 2-on-2 because
no, that was the second
Renee
time.
Renee got shirtless and it was amazing.
Renee did get shirtless, but that happens often.
But the funny part was when Danny was like, "Oh, like I think my grandma has that exact one. Like I'll get you another one. Like don't even sweat."
And up next is Pangea or something. No. Okay.
Oh, I don't have any.
Exactly. All right, so
we gotta say goodbye. We're done.
We're gonna say goodbye with this track. What is this track that we're saying goodbye with? Well, that's what we're saying goodbye with.
We already played.
Okay, then we should probably.
Oh, wait, no, this is Ivy. This is
shout out to Janet because I'm
from New York
talking to her.
Is that available for
hi Janet?
Internet.
Yeah, you could go.
I'm not talking on that thing. Chat. Bye. Love you.